morning, everyone. It's a little bit late start for the Mary Griffith Show, almost 9:22, but we had such a busy community calendar, and I know that my guest, Kyle Moore, doesn't care because he loves to talk about things that are happening in our community, and we're going to continue that with our director and president of the Great River Economic Development Foundation, Kyle Moore. Good morning.
Thanks for having me on the show. I thought maybe you'd be at the Latin dance class later.
That'll be later today.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you like to be my partner?
You know what? Let's see what happens.
Let's see how
friendly this interview is.
We should Roomba.
There you go.
We should Roomba together. Well, hey, this is going to be a very friendly interview because we've got a lot of things to talk about. I'm always begging him to make an announcement on the Mary Griffith Show. Well, he doesn't always do it. But let's talk about United Alloy. This
sure.
was a company that kind of took a flyer on Quincy, took a chance, and now they've decided, hey, we're all in.
Yeah, this is fantastic. You know, United Alloy reached out to us about a year ago wanting to set up a temporary facility in Quincy to see if it was a good match for them. And we were able to find them about a 25,000 square foot facility over on Ellington Road. And they liked Quincy enough that they decided and announced a few weeks ago that they're going to be building a new 200,000 square foot facility, adding an additional 100 jobs. I believe they already have a few dozen or maybe 30, 40 people there right now working two shifts. So they've really fallen in love with Quincy. They've been happy with our workforce. And this is another example of kind of what Gretiff does behind the scenes. The Weisenborn family had a land auction, and they had reached out to us and to see if we had anybody that might be interested in looking at it. A couple of their parcels of land were already zoned for industrial use, had enterprise zone incentives already attached to it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's why that land was chosen.
Yep.
You betcha.
And so we reached out to United Alloy, just put them in contact with that auction, and, of course, they won the highest bid. And they're going to be breaking ground in 2025. There's some other things that need to happen, but, this is a very good development for Quincy. This is now the second out-of-state manufacturer that has expanded into the city of Quincy in 2 years.
So what's this that Illinois is a terrible place to do business and nobody wants to move here?
Well, I think certainly Quincy is proving the opposite of that. And
yeah.
I think we're seeing just a lot of the momentum that's happening when we invest in ourselves, and whether it be as a community or your business or personal life, when you invest in yourself, people take notice of that. And certainly, I wholeheartedly believe it started with the schools and that momentum that we had with that. You see, having a organization like Target come in, that now we're seeing that kind of snowball effect of other
Canes.
There you go. And so you're seeing the retailers, and now you're seeing the manufacturers. And so, they're certainly going to come with challenges. And people, immediately when we have a conversation about this, they talk about workforce. And,
yeah, I was going to say, how are they going to hire people?
And that's something that we tell people. We don't actively recruit manufacturers, so we're not actively beating the drums down because of that worker shortage. But we're certainly never closed for business in Quincy and Adams County.
You're not going to say, we don't want you to build a brand new
exactly.
factory.
Exactly. And also our job, too, is for those people who own land or people who have facilities that are open, is to connect them with opportunities. And this is a good example of that. And I think that, in their press release, they talked about what a friendly community Quincy has been, welcomed them with open arms. And hopefully this is a company that's going to be, in our community for decades to come. I think it's a great, great development for us.
We're talking today with Kyle Moore, president of the Great River Economic Development Foundation. United Alloy already in Quincy, but now they're building a brand new factory, going to expand a lot, hire a lot more people. And everything we talk about today will kind of be allied to that. Leading into, we're going to talk about Tri-State Maker Fest, which, how are they going to get these employees? Well, we're going to start with juniors and seniors learning about these trades. But let's talk first. We're kind of going chronological order
there we go.
Here. Don't get me all confused. Manufacturing Day is Friday, October 6th. Is this a state or national event?
It's national, and we're gonna celebrate it here in Quincy and highlight Richards Electric, one of our local manufacturers. We're going to have a press conference at 9 in the morning. And one of the cool things that Angela Caldwell, our Director of Workforce Development, has done, has lined up a guidance counselor's tour and a day for them to really get a behind the scenes look at modern day manufacturing, so that way as they're meeting with students, they can talk to them about the many opportunities that we have in the region in terms of manufacturing. So we're going to start with a press conference. We like to give applauds to our manufacturers and talk about what a great sector they are for us here. Then the guidance counselors are going to tour Richards Electric, and they'll have a lunch back at the OLC, and then they'll have a meeting with other workforce development partners so they can learn about all the opportunities here in the region.
This is so critical because I've lived in Quincy all my life, as have you.
Pretty much all my life. I had a short stint in Galesburg.
Short stint in Galesburg.
There you go.
I've got to get back to Quincy. But, I mean, we had somebody in my neighborhood work for Richards Electric, so the truck came home every night. I never knew what it was. I've never stepped foot in the plant. I walked by it. This is one of the biggest problems we have. When you have a private manufacturing company, you don't throw open the doors. I can't just go out to Knapheide and say, hey, I'd like to just wander through and see how a truck bed is made. I can't go down to ADM and say, hey, I hear you make margarine here. Just let me observe that. So we often don't understand or know what kind of jobs are available. And this kind of thing, along with MakerFest, this is letting people know, especially our younger workforce, hey, if you're interested in hands-on, get your hands dirty, solve problems.
Well,
this is the kind of career available.
And a lot of times people have the old stigma about manufacturing, that it's a dirty plant, that it's a hot environment. But really, you're dealing with a lot of computers. You're dealing with a lot of robotics. Richards Electric, I've been there many times, keeps such a great facility. And we want to show that off because we want people to know that, one, I think that some of the best-kept secrets are here in Quincy and Adams County and just the products that are shipped worldwide.
Yeah.
And the ingenuity. Bill Dietrich, sometimes be great person to have on your show because just the ingenuity that sometimes people will have him just design something and they'll come up with it right in the shop and then ship it across the country is really cool.
Sent stuff overseas.
Oh yeah, yeah. They've been to I think Vietnam and some other things. I may have misquoted that, so I hope I didn't.
Yeah, but somewhere in Asia,
and it's kind of like just like I always like the story of Gates Air, the fact that pretty much every CBS station has a Gates Air tower, and just the just the worldwide impact our Quincy and Adams County manufacturers have. So again, it's a great peek behind the curtain. It's a great opportunity for us to tell the story, but hopefully then create a deeper pipeline where we have upcoming students and say, you know what, I want to work for those companies. I want to be behind something where I'm going to make something that is going to be used across the globe. And that's a pretty cool thing to be able to say.
Yeah, we get to use our brain power and our physical and hand dexterity. So, excuse me, that's going to be Friday, October 6th. It's Manufacturing Day worldwide, nationwide. And again, we get back to the fact that, Illinois is not known, it's not heralded as being a very welcoming place for certain manufacturers. And yet, we seem to always be getting somebody new to move into our community. Now, some move out, some move in. But again, as you say, Kyle Moore, you can't say, oh, a national policy is against us or a statewide policy is against us, so we're just going to not do anything. You have to try to still. Some people want to come here. There's a lot of resources here. We've got the water of the Mississippi. We've got shipping. We've got rail. We've got an airport. It's an important place, so don't just give up on us. We're doing pretty well.
No, and I've said this previously. I think we often have I called it fear of Missouri syndrome, where everything's just going to go over there. And certainly, we're strengthened by Missouri and Iowa, but that doesn't mean Illinois that things are so dire that people are just, packing up and leaving, their business. And so, one of the things that we try to do at Gradif is to grow the next generation of leaders. And, you have companies like Richards Electric. You have, just look at the growth of Quincy Recycle and Quincy Farm Products. When you have homegrown talent and who can use their mind and talents in your community, they're going to create opportunities for other people, and that's really exciting.
And some of these jobs have six-figure incomes attached to them.
A lot of them do.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Yeah. With inflation, six-figure income isn't what it used to be. But I was talking to someone recently, and they moved here because their husband moved here. And so they had a job, and it was interesting because they were talking about the price of housing and how relatively inexpensive it was. And so you do have to say, like you said, Missouri and Iowa are not our enemies when it comes to manufacturing. In fact, many of our great employees come across that bridge every day. We sit here and we see it right here at the Radio Ranch in the morning.
10,000 cars central. Coming over just in the morning.
So a lot of people are coming into Quincy to work. And, of course, likewise, some people live here and go across the river to work over there. So Friday, October 6th. Richards Electric will be in the spotlight in Quincy, but it's manufacturing day, so if you work in the manufacturing industry, we salute you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about more of what's going on with the Great River Economic Development Foundation. Our guest today is Kyle Moore, the director of that foundation. We are back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. My guest today, as always on the first Monday of the month, is Kyle Moore, the president of the Great River Economic Development Foundation. That is a private entity. They do get funding from government, but they're kind of a way to help the government negotiate without the government being involved. Because, you know, as a press reporter, I can go in and say, hey, we're three or more are gathered in the name of public interest, I can come in and be a reporter. So this is a way to kind of contact people, have people contact the GRETF and say, I'm thinking about doing this. I need complete confidentiality. If I say I want to buy property, if I want to build a Target at the corner of 36th and Broadway, the price of the land goes up a lot, you know, so we've got to keep things hush-hush.
And companies just, you know, they don't want their financials out there a lot. So this is we're a public-private partnership. We're 65% funded by our members, which are the area businesses. And we have members in not just in Adams County, in Missouri and throughout Illinois. But basically, you know, we're an organization that's tasked with how do we keep our community growing economically. And sometimes that is working on projects like United Alloy or a Target. But other times it's how do we develop our skills from within? How do we make sure that talent pipeline, starts in Quincy and Adams County, and certainly we can expand out through talent attraction, but we want to make sure we have a good homegrown talent pipeline.
Yeah, this Great River economic area truly does draw people in, and we need them all. United Alloy, the latest to say they'll build a plant in Quincy. Manufacturing Day is October 6th. Something that you've been doing for a couple of years now, Angela Caldwell, very involved in this, is the Tri-State Maker Fest. It's coming up October 19th. This is a special day for high school juniors and seniors. You're targeting them because they are the ones who are trying to decide, quote, what I want to be when I grow up. And you can't know what you want to be if you don't even know that that job exists.
That's right.
I remember, you know, this is funny. I'm thinking about this. I remember when I was in high school, they were talking about recycling and how that might someday be a career where there would be processes to take paper and plastic and old rubber tires and things and recycle them and turn them into something useful. And what an avant-garde idea that was.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, we have a plant right here in Quincy that does exactly that. So these 16, 17, 18-year-olds that you're bringing in on that October 19th, what kind of things are you going to be showing them and telling them?
Yeah, so the really cool thing is this is available to high school juniors and seniors from throughout the tri-state. So it's not just a Quincy-only event. And we have an all-day event at the Oakley Lindsay Center where we have hands-on demonstrations from employers. We'll have, you know, Titan and Napide. We've got the laborers union there. But there's a number of, usually it averages about 20 businesses will be there. And they'll just have opportunities for our young students to go there and have a hands-on idea of what they do at their job. It's presented by Dot Foods, so there'll be a cool Dot Foods truck there, that they'll be able to go into. And it's just a good opportunity for our seniors to talk to these companies about what life is like, what career opportunities are there, and then to have some fun while they're doing it.
Oh, yeah. Dot Foods will always bring the fun. The great thing, you take a plant like Dot Foods, or you take something like Blessing Hospital, or you take something like ADM or Titan Wheel. Yes, of course, they're going to make wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course, they're going to move warehouse food. But there has to be secretarial help.
Right.
There has to be engineering help. There is logistics help. You might be a truck driver for those areas.
That's right.
That just because a company, like you look at, you know, a company called Quincy Soybean, and you think, well, I'm not a farmer. How could I possibly have a career there? There are all kinds of things.
Well, sure.
You know?
And I mean, accounting, marketing, all those things. And so this is a good opportunity for one, students to get a little bit more comfortable out of the school, you know, talk to employers one-on-one in a very fun environment, a very interactive environment. And that's what we want. And we want to make sure that if students have, a greater interest in pursuing something here in Quincy, that we can connect them with the right people. And so this is a great event. It's been going on for, a lot of years. Mm-hmm. We're very appreciative for Dot Foods for sponsoring, because we have to rent the hall out and have to, have the booths and all that. But, again, that's on the 19th. There's still time for businesses if they have an interactive booth that they want to set up. There's still time for them to get in contact with us. They can call us at 217-223-4313 or go on our website and talk to Angela Caldwell. But again, it's just a good opportunity for our businesses to really, have one-on-one conversations with, our high school students. And I think it's a good opportunity for our high school students to learn about the many opportunities that are here in the tri-state region.
How many students do you think are coming? Because it won't be every junior.
No. We usually get in between 200 or 300. So we've had, there was an issue last year with some busing concerns because a couple school districts couldn't get bus drivers. So it really just fluctuates based on availability and based on calendars and things like that. So you'll at least get a couple hundred, but we've had up to 300 students participate.
And they come from all over. They've come from Paris,
yes,
Missouri.
And
one of the fun things they do, they have to build a bridge out of what?
Yeah, so they've done a bridge competition, roller coaster competition, and so there's a steam competition component to it, which again is more fun. It's fun for students that are looking into getting into engineering and things like that. So last year we did a roller coaster competition. This year most likely the same, and so it's just a fun way for them to do it. We also this year added a coloring book component for grade schoolers, so where they can color in a Nap-I truck and things like that, and then we'll have a competition on for that. So we are, again, just trying to get as much attention as we can to students. And we thought this year, Angela came up with a great idea of, hey, why don't we have employers submit something that the kids can color? So it's just a little neat thing that we do during this event as
well. Oh, fantastic! That sounds like it's going to really be fun. Again, if your students want to be involved, your principal will probably know if they're signed up.
Mm-hmm.
This is targeted at kids who are basically interested in those kind of careers.
That's right. It's manufacturing and logistics based. So John Wood just did a wonderful healthcare deal, I believe last week. So we don't compete with that.
Right.
But this is an opportunity for those individuals, men and women, who are looking to get into the manufacturing field, whether it be on the floor, in the logistics, as we talked about, even in the office. This is a great way for them to talk to these employers one-on-one, have some hands-on demonstrations, and have a little fun while they're doing it.
The great thing about this is some of these jobs, they could literally start the day after they graduate, and other jobs will take a college education. But for some kids, it's kind of interesting. They can start working with an employer, doing a entry level or, manufacturing job, and may decide later they want to design the equipment that is, because there's so much computer
stuff. We talk in our community, in our world, or United States, about college debt. The student loan program is back on now. And these are opportunities where students from our areas can immediately get to work, have little to no college debt. Most of these employers will have on-the-job training. And then if there are other components that they want our students to learn, they'll go ahead and pay for that.
Usually,
And so especially, too, I tell you what, truck drivers, there's many good companies here that have great truck driving programs where students don't have to have that debt, and then they could be making six figures in a matter of weeks here. So this is just a great opportunity for students to earn a great living, to not have college debt, and to live the American dream. And certainly their buying power is stronger here in Quincy than it would be, if they went to work in Chicago or St. Louis.
And, of course, for moms and dads, you keep them here at home until you're ready to retire. And then you help them get a job in a sunny climate.
There you go.
Where they can still be with you, but they've already given 20 years of their life to Quincy. We've got to take a break. We're going to take a time out for the farm markets. Can you stick around?
Sure.
Absolutely. I knew he'd say yes. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. My guest today is Kyle Moore, the president of the Great River Economic Development Foundation. We're talking about the Tri-State Maker Fest, which is October 19th, a chance for several hundred juniors and seniors from Illinois, Missouri, and Iowa to come to Quincy. Quincy just because they have a big place to meet and talk about all the different manufacturing jobs that are available in our area. We did have a phone call. Somebody missed the very first moments of our segment when you talked about United Alloy building a brand new several hundred thousand square foot facility in Quincy. They're expanding. What does United Alloy make? What's an alloy?
Yeah, so they make fuel tanks and trailers. They do sheet metal products, things like that. So mostly fuel tanks, but they make a lot of I would say specially designed products. And so, you know, I'm not an expert in what they're making, but that's
container type things.
That's right.
Big container type
right.
things. Okay, so United Alloy expanding its presence in Quincy. One of the things we can never leave you without talking about, and that is, of course, we're doing workforce development with Tri-State Maker Fest and with Manufacturing Day. But the housing, see, we try to bring these people in.
Yes.
Now, United Alloy is going to be trying to hire maybe 100 workers or more, and they all got to have a place to live. And where is that place going to be? Because we are making progress.
Yeah, so since we last talked, both the county board and the city council have adopted our housing plan. Which was really gave our elected leaders the state of the housing market in Quincy and Adams County. Of course, it's not good. There are very few numbers of inventory available. So we're going to be having discussions here in the next month. In fact, I'm meeting with the county board chairman and finance chair this week about what's next. So the county has set aside $1 million in American Rescue Plan Acts for housing. And so we're going to put our heads together, and we hope to have something that will help address the needs of our communities and villages in Adams County, hopefully done by the end of the year. That way we can get some things started in 2024. So work continues on that, and we're very appreciative of the City Council and Adams County Board for passing those plans.
Now, you're a former mayor of Quincy, and there was a Fixer Flatten program. It's been in effect long before you were mayor. It seems to be slowly but surely working its magic. We every once in a while see a house that suddenly was all dilapidated and somehow somebody's doing something with it. And it's probably associated with either they bought the lot for a song, which is fine. You get it back on the property rolls. Or one of these new, like Quincy has a grant program now for west of 18th Street.
Correct.
Or something like that. How important is it to offer incentives to these construction people, home builders, landlords, to do this? A lot of people would say, well, why in the world would we want to offer them an incentive? That's their private for-profit business.
Well, let me tell you, we need incentives because we're seeing that homes are becoming unaffordable for the average family. And so one of the things we talked about to the city council was that your average mortgage payment in Adams County is about $1,000, which means that with today's interest rates, if they were going to build a house for that, it'd be about $130,000 house. With cost of construction, that would mean they would construct about 600 square feet.
Yeah.
And so what we can do is we can offer incentives to drive down that cost to construct a new unit or even to rehab. That's some conversations. And then you have families can buy a home or rent a home at a more affordable price. And, you know, that's the other thing we're dealing with are these increased mortgage rates,
it's a double whammy of lumber and all construction material spiked.
Yes.
During COVID and have never really come back down. So the spike never leveled off. And now in an effort to fight inflation, we've got higher interest rates.
And we've got people are getting paid more that are in the construction industry as inflation has hit. One of the things that we presented in the plan was perhaps to come up with a housing loan fund where the community can offer a interest rate below market, kind of like the City of Quincy Economic Development Loan Fund that was started in the early 80s.
Like the revolving loan where pay into it, and as you pay into it, then it's repaid.
That's
and then
right.
Somebody else.
That's right.
It.
So there's multiple ways that we can go about this, but certainly when we talk about incentives, it's not to line somebody else's pocket. It's the fact that for somebody to build a house right now, at a square footage that would make a difference, it's going to cost $200,000 to $250,000, and most families can't afford that.
Well, isn't the rule of thumb that you should spend three times your salary? I don't mean your take-home pay. I mean three times your salary. So if you and your wife together make $60,000, then a good rule of thumb is you can afford to buy a $180,000 house. Well, first and foremost, the median income of families in Quincy is not $60,000, so that's not a true statement. And $180,000 will buy you a nice house, but not like it used to. And so you're going to get a three-bedroom ranch or something like that.
Or smaller. When we spoke to the city council, the $130,000 house, which was what the average person could afford, there were only 25 of those on the market in Adams County. And so, you know, that's in all type of conditions as well.
Oh, yeah.
So the inventory is just not there. And one of the things when we did this housing study, we had a group of young professionals who were saying, you know, not only do we can't afford to build, but most of your housing stock in Quincy and Adams County was built, you know, before 1960, which is true.
The report, post-World War
II.
Yeah,
and so we have about 70% of our homes were built after 1960, which means for the young professional, they were saying, one, the mortgage rates have climbed up, but now we're getting these homes which need more TLC than what we think, and so that's driving us out of the market as well.
You've got to get the new roof. You've got to get the new water heater. You know, it's interesting. I was just at a housewarming party recently, and it was a step back in time. This house was almost identical to the house I grew up in.
Oh,
it was a different neighborhood.
Yes.
It was only a two-bedroom. I grew up in a three-bedroom home, but my square footage of our family home was 925 square feet. This house had two bedrooms, so the living room was bigger because they didn't have that third bedroom, but it was almost just like walking back into my childhood home, dying to ask them what they paid for it, but how rude, you know, because I sold my parents' house in one day. And I remember the realtor saying, you can ask this much for it. And I said, nobody will pay that much for this house. And he said, you can always go down, but you can't go up. And I got a full price offer on the first day. So these three-bedroom ranch houses that need some TLC are, like, on the market for 2 hours. And
you know,
they're going way expensive.
I was just at a meeting this morning, and real quick, a friend of mine moved out of the community, sold his house for $180,000. The family that moved in is moving, and they sold it for $235,000 in a matter of a couple years.
Yeah.
That just tells you right there the creep of prices that have happened. And it's not just Quincy and Adams County.
No,
it's nationwide. But now you're talking about affordable housing, and that's why we need to offer incentives.
Yeah, I was at a public meeting one time, and the people that live across the street from us, lovely couple, they publicly stated what they bought their house for. And I looked at my husband and said, let's get a for sale sign out right now. You know, unfortunately, it's the same problem my brother has living in Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
His condo unit has tripled in value in 15 years. But if he were to sell it, where could he go?
Where are you going to go?
He couldn't find any places nice for that same amount of money because he'd probably want to buy something new, of course.
Exactly.
So we are caught in a housing conundrum here, and it's really critical that we get as much housing back on the market as we can, and that's why incentives are important.
That's right. And then what I always talk about too is this is why we look at what the barriers are for community growth. We have been tackling housing this year. We're working also, child care is a huge need, and that's a whole nother show on its own.
I just read a story today that, well, we're going to have it probably in the news tomorrow. Missouri is just going bonkers. They don't have enough child care.
Well, and people are paying more in child care than they are in their home, you know, and that's a huge barrier. So these are the things for your listeners that may be asking themselves, what does the Great River Economic Development Foundation do? Well, you know, we make sure that a company like United Alloy has a place to expand if they want to come here. We work with our retailers. We work to develop our talent pipeline. And then we look at the community barriers like housing or child care and bring community leaders together to help solve those problems.
Okay. Real quick, 1 minute. Tell us about your business concierge.
Yeah, so real quick, last month we launched a business concierge service which helps businesses to make sure they're up to date on any changing laws. So, for example, there's a paid time off law that's going to take into effect January 1st. There's a Illinois Secure Choice Act. So we work with businesses to say, do you have your handbook properly developed to meet those? You know, what do you need refreshing for you? And we'll work with you. And also we have for aspiring entrepreneurs, how to get from your garage to a storefront step-by-step guide that we walk with. So it's just a all-encompassing service that we have for either people who are already in business or looking to get in business.
Okay. So Gretiff, the chamber, the district, they're three separate entities, but they are trying to work together. They're not duplicating services.
Mm-mm.
You're working together very closely not to duplicate
Correct.
Services, but to cross-promote across all of your memberships things like that. So mm-hmm. many people do not understand the latest in laws. By the way, I've forgotten, although you'd think I'd know being in radio, what is the minimum wage in Illinois right now? Is it $14 an hour?
That, yeah.
I think so. Yeah. And is it going up anytime soon? Isn't it supposed to go up?
Go to 15.
In January 1st? Okay, if my boss is listening, I get a raise. Let's go. Kyle, it's so delightful to see you.
Good to see you.
And we can't talk about it because he's on the grid of time clock, but someday soon we'll talk about some other political aspirations he might have.
Thank you for having me on the show, Mary.
It's, you know what?
It's always a pleasure.
It is. Aren't you glad we made friends?
I am.
It was not fun.
Now
when
you can
were fighting.
Say now you can say nice things about me.
Well,
and vice versa.
Let's not get carried away. Although I did have to say nice things about you Friday night. I did. It's my worst thing to do is to say something nice about Kyle Moore, but I had to because he is a nice guy and he's doing a good job with Gretiff. Hey, folks, again, if you need more information, 223-4313, and if you've got a kid that wants to be in the manufacturing business, make sure their school is coming to the MakerFest on October 19th.